Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. We are so glad you're with us here today. We're live today. A lot of times we've had other things going on Friday, classic Friday, unclassic Friday, whatever. But we're live today in the studio. Dr. Dave Stoop is joining me. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Steve. Good to see you.
Good to see you. By the way, I just got a letter from somebody from my county, Brazos County, in Texas. Only her address was the Brazos County Center of Detention or Detention Center.
Detention, yeah.
She said, I have 20 other, myself and 20 other people have been transformed by the Life Recovery Bible. And she's only been in there a couple of months, but somebody, her mother gave her one and all these other women got them. And they are having Bible studies and other stuff. It's pretty exciting to see what's happening there.
And it's the notes at the bottom of the page that makes it so relevant.
I was just in an interview talking about that, you know, it's the Bible scholars, the notes, they're from recovering Bible scholars. And anyway, if you've never seen a Life Recovery Bible, 3 million copies, it is its 30th anniversary. And you can find it at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. Let me give that number again because we are live and in the studio and we want to talk to you. 1-800-229-3000. Now, many of you know I also preach. I preach at Northview Church in Carmel, Indiana. We have 11 campuses now. And three of those are in prisons. And if you want to see the Father's Day message I gave, you can go to northviewchurch.us and click on summer of 2018. I preached on the race, running the race. And one of the points I made was as fathers, we have to be aware and alert for our kids. We can't delegate it to mothers or to the school system or whatever. I've had quite a reaction to the message because in the message I talked about my wife and I went to a dance recital. And there were 8 and 9 and 10 year old little girls. Now imagine this. They probably practiced to this song 250 times, the song Satan's Little Lamb.
Wow.
I when I saw the title, what is that? And then the lyrics, you know, it give me gin to forget the sin sinner that I am. And it goes on all this stuff of it's tails he wins, heads you lose when you're Satan's little troublemaking, heartbreaking, good for nothing lamb. So that was offensive. And then there were so many of the songs that the movements were sexualized. And it was just really a sad, sad thing to see. The talent was superb. Well, I looked up the issue of early sexualization and objectification of children. We are not alone. My wife wrote a letter to the studio owner whose response was, I'm an international success in business and in dance, and I don't need to meet with you, and I'm not going to change anything. And no other parent complained, she said, and there were Christian parents there. I want to read you a couple of things from that article. It's pretty profound. But the whole point is we got to be alert. We've got to be protecting our kids.
Especially the fathers.
Well, absolutely. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Dave Stoops, Steve Arterburn, we're here for you.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I'm just on this little this issue, which is huge and horrible because it's such a great example of how fathers, you've got to be protective of your kids. But I, by the way, if you wanted to see this article, you could actually, you could... Well, hashtag for the love of dance kids. I think it's there. I'm not sure. I know my wife posted this article. But here's one of the points that one of the psychologists makes. It says that the movements and the music lyrics and the dancer engaging in eye contact with the viewer, that gaze that doesn't vary, the little dancer says to herself, I see you seeing me move my body in a sexualized way, and then that dancer starts to be seen as a body, or sees herself as a body, starts to see herself as an object. Well, everything we talk about in Every Man's Battle and everything we've done here at New Life is to try to get people to not objectify other folks. But if you objectify, if you see yourself as an object, you're going to expect to be treated that way. Listen to this. When expressions of sexuality are one-directional, as in the case of dance performance, designed for a viewer or a judge to look at and evaluate, then the expression of sexuality is not mutual or consensual. And they're learning that their bodies don't belong to them. They belong to others, in contrast to healthy sexuality. This implores the industry to fight sexualization of these young girls. Their sense of identity becomes their body. And they go to great lengths to try to control their bodies, for that's their sense of identity. Just a few of the quotes here. And one of the other quotes is that, hey, the little girls just want to do what the big girls do. Change what the big girls are doing. Take out the hypersexualization of dance, and the little girls will just want to dance in ways that show off their strength and their skill and expertise. And I'll tell you, one of the things we were astounded with at that recital was how amazingly talented and strong that these young women are, and they don't need this. I'll read you one more thing, and then we'll go to the calls. When adolescents dance in a sexualized manner, they learn their sexual beings, and they get attention for their ability to perform sexualized dance pieces, which become attached to their identity and self-concept. The more attention they get in sexualized dancing in that manner, the more they're going to engage in that behavior. As they get older, they will begin to see themselves and their bodies as objects, and they do not have a real sense of identity. that results in an imbalance in the development of their identity. They're drawn to the attention they receive, the images they see, and they begin to make associations as to who they need to be in order to be accepted. And that drives their development, their identity. Well, hashtag for the love of dance kids. We're not anti-dance people. I've said to you many times, my wife and I take dance. We think dancing is an amazing art. It's beautiful when it's done properly. But you can send me an email if you're interested in anything else at sarderburn@newlife.com. I'd love to hear from you. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to answer your questions. But the reason I brought that up is I'd like to get some people upset about what's going on with young kids and getting them sexualized way too early. Anybody sexualizing children early and profiting from it needs to take a second look at that. And here's the thing. A lot of people don't know. You know, that's one of the things in this article. You don't know what you don't know. You don't really stop and think about it. And so all I'm doing is challenging people to just, hey, take a second look. Maybe ask the instructor, the choreographer, or the owner, hey, have you thought about this? That's all we wanted to do is just meet with this woman and then say, hey, have you thought about changing that? But she didn't want to meet. But you see if you could have an impact on this. All right, let's go to Val. She listens to us on the New Life app, which you can get at the App Store, the New Life Ministries app. And it is a great app. I use it all the time. Val, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Great. How could we help you today?
I was on the Ireland trip with you and Dave. I don't know if you remember me or not in 2015. But
Val from Ireland. Yeah, that was an amazing trip, wasn't it?
It was an amazing trip, yes. So my question is, how do I move forward after receiving a very devastating email from my four adult kids last night?
What did they say?
I can read to you, Mom, we are writing you as a group. We collectively feel that we lack healthy adult boundaries with you. We ask that you would respect our space as we are going to take time to establish what our boundaries are going to be moving forward. We ask that you not contact us, our kids, or our spouses by phone, text, in person, or social media. We will each individually reach out to you if and when we are ready. We collectively feel that you exhibit signs of having narcissistic personality disorder. We hope you take this time without contact with us to discuss this with your counselor and consider why we feel the need to take this step. We will not be available to get together with you tomorrow.
All right, so
and
Val,
this is written by
Val,
my youngest daughter, who
Val,
has a master's. Yes.
Okay. What is the source of this? As you look at it objectively as you can, why would they have this kind of complaint? What do you think?
I don't know. And as far as, you know, what I know about narcissistic personality disorder, that would be probably the last thing that would describe me.
Okay.
I have
tell me. It's got to be
years of. If I understand narcissism correctly, they don't have counselors because they don't think they have a problem.
Let's get rid of that, Val. Let's get rid of that label. We don't care about that. What I want to know is, before this letter, let's talk about some issues that may have come up in dealing with your kids. What's something that some of them or one of them expressed to you maybe a long time ago or recently? Let's try to come up with some substance we can address so we can help you with it. What's the last negative thing one of them said to you about you before this letter?
Okay, well, so my son Peter, who is 37, he sent me a text a few days ago and said, I should mention I'm divorced from their dad about 8 years. We were married to 34, together 38 years. And he was emotionally abusive to me, put me down all the time. I was very beaten down. So my kids kind of treat me the way they saw him treat me growing up.
Okay, but I'm trying to get to anything we could help you with. So I've got to get to not what's wrong with the kids or what's wrong with the ex, but is there anything...
We need a context.
Yeah, is there anything that anybody has said to you that here's the problem, Mom? What is that?
Not really.
No.
They have not. When,
you thought, until you got this letter, you thought, these kids love me, I have no problem with them, and then out of the clear blue comes, don't contact us.
No, not at all.
Would this be...
Nobody has been real forthright with me, I guess, in saying, we think you have, you know, this is a problem we have individually with you.
Any problem I'm talking about. I'm not talking about narcissism. What have they talked to you about is problematic to them? What bothers them about you? They put a label on it. I'm trying to get to what their complaint is so we can help you with it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, too. Would
this be related to their father? Would he have instigated or stirred up something like this?
Well, that's what I feel. I mean, because there's been, you know... He's hostile to me. If we do encounter, we have 8 grandchildren together, so there's birthday parties and stuff. He totally stonewalls me, or if he does say anything, the last encounter, he just spewed venom at me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And of course, it's always my fault. I shouldn't have maybe opened my mouth or something. You know, it's still kind of that way. And I do have a counselor that I do online with. He's been actually in Denmark, and I did send him a message or email last night because I was just so distraught. I mean,
it's troubling to
my
me.
My grandchildren mean so much to me, and I think, why there's no point in going on.
Val, the problem I have is that you don't see anything that you could say to them, oh, wow, I see that maybe I've done this, or I see that, and I'm going to not do that. You have nothing that you're able to put your finger on that you could say to them, okay, this is going to be different, or I'm talking to my counselor about that very thing. And that's what
is
really troubling to me. You need something that you can say back to them, I understand what you're saying, because you want access to the kids.
That's what this other counselor said. He said they haven't given you anything specific to work with.
Right.
I mean, I've been in counseling for 20 years, and I've gone to my kids even in the past, and I've apologized for things that, you know, growing up, like, wow, that wasn't the way I should have handled this, and I'm sorry for that. I hope you'll forgive me. I've done things like that, and
Well, let's see what Dave has. I
wouldn't honor their request just to not have any contact with them. I would have contact with them with the specific point of saying, tell me what I need to work on, since I'm the one that's at the center of this, and you haven't been specific about anything that I can work on to change in myself. So please give me the specifics of what's going on. Just because they say that to you doesn't mean you have to abide by it. And you can acknowledge it. Say, I understand you didn't want me to contact you, but I need some information. And the information I need is, what is it I need to change? What is it I need to work on? Because I'm at a loss for what's going on. And
now,
see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I would really encourage you not to say, I'm not a narcissist, or try to, you know, from what I understand, that doesn't apply to me, or to defend yourself. What you want is if you can't think of anything that your adult children have talked to you about where they wanted you to do something in a different way, then just simply say, I received that letter. I was very hurt by it, but I want to get better. Can you tell me some specific things you'd like to see me change or work on? You can't lose with that approach. Right now, if you defend yourself or if you blame your ex-husband, they're going to think, well, she doesn't really care about what we have to say. What I want to see is I want to see you playing with your grandkids. That's my goal. And so what is the best path? Humble willingness. And I was listening to a speaker the other night. They said, you know, the worst kind of suffering was endured by Jesus. Why? Because he loved the people that betrayed him. And he was perfect. He did nothing wrong. And the people he loved were the ones that betrayed. And he died for the people he loved that he did nothing wrong to, who betrayed him. And sometimes we find ourselves in that place. We've done nothing wrong. But it doesn't help you when you say to somebody, I don't think I did anything wrong, or I think you got my label wrong. You humbly say, tell me what it is that bothers you the most, because I want to make some changes. I want to be a better person. All right, I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I hope it's going to help you. Dave and I put that together for anybody who is really struggling with any area.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Want to be sure you know 1-800-229-3000, a gift to this ministry of any amount. And we're going to send you the 100-day devotional, 100 days of prayer. I love this devotional. I think you're going to really love it also. Who cannot benefit from 100 days of prayer? Everybody can. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us on the program. And I'll just say this one more time. Urge dance instructors to do healthy dance routines if you have a little one in dance. Let's go to Karen, San Francisco, California. KFAX, that great station. That's where she listens. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. I'm calling in because I recently found out that my dad raped my sister 40 years ago.
Okay, now I'm having a little hard time understanding. You're saying you just found out your father raped your sister 40 years ago?
Yes.
How did you find out?
Well, Well, I've always known that my sister was sexually abused. I think all of us were. I was abused by my dad, too. But I confronted him. She's struggled with mental health for her whole life that I've known her. She's been diagnosed with bipolar.
Okay, so she's had health problems, emotional problems all her life, is what you're saying. All right, what's your question for us then? How could we help you?
Well, I want to know, it's actually a couple of questions. If you can only get to a few, it's fine. But I just want to know, I feel that a responsibility has been placed on me as not to keep this a secret.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to know if I need to confront my dad. I need to know how do I tell my family that still lives with him? He lives in another country. My sister lives in another country as well.
Okay.
And I also want to know how to tell my own child.
Okay.
Who's an adult.
So, all right. So, Dave, what do you think? Does she confront the father? Does she have any other obligations other than just confronting dad? What is she? This is just that must be horrific.
If you confront dad, he's probably going to deny it. And I think more important is to state the facts to the family, and speak mm-hmm. on behalf of your sister. Because if your sister is not well mentally, they might dismiss whatever she says as well. So become her spokesperson, but it's on behalf mm-hmm. of her that you make that point.
And just for her own sanity, whether he denies it or not, do you think that that she should at least talk to him about it or see what happens? And it was 40 years ago, but I wonder if other people are in danger of him.
Well, if he's in another country, it's pretty hard to Well, I'd still report him to Child Protective Services because he might come back to visit just to have it on the record.
Here's something that I'm thinking. More important than that is building your connection with your sister so that she knows that you know and you believe her and you understand what she's been through from a totally different perspective than ever before. Don't you think that could have some value in her healing, Dave? Or?
I think very much so. That's why I say you need to become her advocate, her spokesperson, and really identify with what she's been through and let her know that you do that. But again, you can confront the father in a family setting, but don't have any expectations of him weeping and confessing. He will probably, in all likelihood, deny it, that it ever happened, has no memory of it. Mm-hmm. And there's no satisfaction in that. It's being able to speak the truth to the family that will bring you a sense of satisfaction that something has been done.
Yeah, I think the having the realistic expectation that this is probably not going to change anything, no matter what you say or how you say it, but you might feel better having confronted him or talked to him about it. And then the real key is with her and her knowing you are her advocate, like Dave is saying.
That
could really
her.
Be powerful. Yeah, really, really special. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you called us, and let's pray. Well, I pray for you. I pray for your sister. I pray that your father hasn't endangered any other person, that others have been kept safe from him. Well, we're going to take a break.
I think I'll send her Take Your Life Back for her sister.
I'm going to do that. I'll send that off. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Larry's going to be here with Dave. My son has a band concert at 2 o'clock Eastern. I have to rush out and go. I want to be there. He's been in band camp all summer. Real life hits us sometimes. But you call us, 1-800-229-3000. If you can support us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But that number is where you call for help of any kind, anytime. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Thank you, Dave, and thanks to all of you. We'll be right back. Larry will be here in the studio with Dave and your phone calls. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Larry Sonnenberg again for the second half of the show for Steve with Dr. Dave Stoop.
Welcome, Larry.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here. I'm going to do my little financial plug now and get that behind us so we can get back to the phones. And I have a couple things I wanted to comment on. You know, last week... or maybe it was earlier this week, I shared about a large gift that came in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want to share about a small gift that came in that was meaningful. And small is only relative to just dollar amounts. It's not relative to the person's heart. And this letter shows it. This gentleman writes, he sent $20. He said, "Please understand, we live paycheck to paycheck. I wish I could give more. I do, however, send our prayers. Keep up the good work. Love in Christ." And he signs his name. And I love that. You know, it's not the size of the gift. I just want to make that clear to everybody. We appreciate any and every gift. And God measures your heart. He's not measuring the dollar amounts. I think God has more pleasure in this gentleman for the $20 than somebody who can give $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 that probably could give more sacrificially, but don't.
Yeah, they just give out of the abundance.
And yeah. So
almost with not a lot of thought.
So I want to thank anybody and everybody who gives regardless of the amount. And I want to say that we are still looking for 6 Club New Life members today. Every day that we're on the air, we're looking for 6. And if you could be one of those 6, that would be great. You get the thank you gift, the library of the Wellness Arterburn Wellness Library, plus you get access to the Club New Life Video Library.
How many videos do we have now?
Oh, my goodness. There's probably 120 up. We have 170 that we've produced or have taped, but now we're going through the editing.
And
we put them up, some.
You've done a beautiful job of editing them with a print on the side that highlights what's being said.
Nikki is doing a really good job for us. So anyway, New Life exists solely to bring life change, to help people see who God is, what He wants for you, and how you can finally come to feel that, to get that.
To become part of the family.
Right. And so if you can get behind Life Change and Transformation, what we do, how we do it, we would appreciate your gift. You can call at 800-NEW-LIFE, that's 639-5433, or you can go online and do it online. I got a little bit confused because a call we were going to take.
You could call 1-800-5-NEW-LIFE.
Right. Okay. Let's go to Michelle in Zanesville, Ohio. Hello, Michelle. Listen on Sirius XM. How can we help you?
Hi. I'm going to admit I'm a little nervous, but I'm also I'm very lost in my problem. We have dealt with my son being addicted to meth for probably 3 years now. He's an adult. So he's gotten clean several times. Of course, he keeps falling back off the horse, as you would say. He actually lives with my mom, and they kind of feed off of each other. It's a constant argument. It's really killing her. I went there today, and I really try to encourage him to come home with me. He won't do it, and I know why, because where I live, it's not very accessible to anything. It's pretty much taken everything. He has no car now. He has no job. He's sold most everything. And today when I went in there, I have been praying over him. I've been praying. And he proceeded to tell me that, you know, at first I was excited. He said, you know, he's been praying and he felt like God had answered some of his prayers, and he got a clear message, and I was excited until he said that, well, he believes that God pretty much says that it's okay to do what he's doing, and that he's not embarrassed of it anymore, and that this is what's right for him. So I'm just lost. I feel like that whole house is just full of negativity. It's just wrong. It's evil. And I'm scared. For him, I'm scared for mom, and I don't know how to help, and I don't know how to pray about it. I just don't know what to do.
Well, Michelle, you've got to get into a support system, and the entree to that, I think, for you and for your mom as well, it's important that she gets into a support system and she understands what she's up against, because he can play her, and you're able to be played because you don't understand the nature of the addiction. And so I always start with people in my office or on the phone on the program saying, you got to find a speaker meeting and take your mom to a speaker meeting once a week to get educated about what's going on. Meth addiction is a tough one to beat because it keeps drawing them in. And I don't have any doubts that he thinks that it's okay with God, because that's part of the devil's lie and the lie of the drugs. But you've got to get educated as to what you're up against in terms of the addiction, and then you'll find a path that will free you, and you free your mom from being manipulated and used in a way that maintains the addiction. Al-Anon is also a necessary step, because you want to get to a meeting where people are winning the battle against the addiction and or the alcoholism, and do something that with people who are winning the battle against the addiction. Does that make sense? I mean, there's speaker meetings everywhere. And if you can't find it, call the local hospitals and see who has a detox program, alcohol or drug detox program, and ask them if they have a speaker meeting, because often the hospitals will use a speaker meeting as a marketing tool. You go into a speaker meeting, you sit down, you listen to somebody talk, you get up and leave, you don't talk yourself, you don't have to. So it's not like a regular meeting. It's really an informative and educational process that you need to get into. Transformed our family.
Okay.
And we can send you a copy of Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcohol or Drug Addiction.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's in there. That's where I write that the importance of a speaker meeting.
Okay, Michelle.
Okay, thank you so much. So you're just saying basically I can't change him, but I can change myself, and I can change how I look at this and the actions we're taking.
Yeah, and you'll get an understanding, and that might help you in how you deal with it. And
that challenges him. Because he can't play the games with you anymore, but you got to get your mom educated as well. Don't just go by yourself.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take him with you if you can.
Oh, I would love to, believe me, but that isn't going to happen anytime soon. We had him set up to go even into Florida. I was going for a drug rehab there, and he absolutely refused.
Okay, well,
he's not going to. I mean, not until he's ready.
Well, you guys start going, and one day he might surprise you and be ready.
I hope.
Okay.
I hope. Just keep us in your prayers. I appreciate everything.
Right. We'll be praying for you.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Oh, that's tough, isn't it?
Wow, it is.
Okay, let's go talk to Mike. Mike is calling from Baltimore, Maryland, listens on WAVA out of Washington, D.C. Hello, Mike. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a family counselor in the area that is familiar with schizophrenia.
With what? With schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
Schizophrenia.
Okay. Well, we can refer you back to somebody to help you with the counsel referral, but do you have a specific question about why you want?
My wife and I have been married 34 years, and we had to involuntarily commit her, and she's out. She's not on her medicine, and we're just having a hard time with it. We're just looking for some help.
One of the places you can get help is wherever you had her committed. They often have support groups for family members, or mental hospitals or behavioral medicine hospitals will have support groups. They don't sponsor them necessarily, but they permit them to be on site. And schizophrenia is common enough that you're going to find some support, family support system for them, and that's key to have. We're sorry you got to go through that, boy.
Yeah, we've talked to some psychiatrists, but they haven't been Christian people, and just it's been kind of a struggle.
Well,
ask
the hospital. Don't ask the psychiatrist.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Ask a nurse at the hospital or somebody in the program at the hospital. Don't ask the psychiatrist.
Okay, well, Mike, thank you for calling. I had something I was going to say to him about him, and it's left me. Okay. Well, this is New Life Life. Dr. Dave Stoop here answering some of the tougher questions. I just want to remind folks that if you make a gift this month, we'll send you a copy of 100 Days of Prayer. It's a devotional that Steve Arterburn wrote, and prayer can get you through a lot of things. So we hope you'll make a gift, and we'll come back and take another call right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I
like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things we want you to know about. New Life is returning to Israel March 16th through the 26th of next year. And whether you've been there before or this will be your first time, it's an amazing experience. You'll have the opportunity to be baptized in the Jordan River, see the Garden of Gethsemane, walk through Hezekiah's Tunnel, explore Masada, float in the Dead Sea, and a lot more. And the radio host will be giving talks each day to help you apply God's truth to your life. If you want more information or you want to register, just visit newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 639-5433. And also, if you're ordering things on Amazon, and who isn't these days, you can help New Life out by using smile.amazon.com and choosing New Life Ministries as your charity of choice. We're the one in Lake Forest, California, by the way. So the next time you're ordering paper towels or some new gadget, you can contribute to reaching hurting people. Larry?
Thank you, Terry. You know, that smile.amazon.com really is something. We get a check every quarter, I think, from Amazon, and it's in the hundreds of dollars for wow. everybody who does this. And I think I don't think there's that many overall. Everything I do is on Smile, and Smile gets you access to everything that's on Amazon. So it's really.
Start using that.
Yeah, start using it. It's really good. Let's go talk to Sandy. Sandy is, where is she? She's in Louisville, Kentucky, listens on WFIA. Hello, Sandy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
You all do a tremendous job. I have a 20-year-old grandson that is on drugs. He has been in a couple treatment centers, but he didn't stay but 2 weeks to one in Florida, and he's here in one, but he only goes like a couple times a week, and sometimes he doesn't go, and he's on Suboxone. I want to know, as a grandmother, when I go over to their home, how to approach him. I mean, not to approach him, because I've already been through trying to tell him not to and all of those things for quite some time. But it's like, do I just continue to love him, which I certainly do, and I don't want to act like he's not doing it, but it's like I don't know. Sometimes I'll say, well, how are you doing? And that's, you know, because I don't know if I should say stuff to him or not say. He doesn't work. His mother's an enabler, and I'm not saying I wouldn't be under circumstances, but
that's
I'm
honest.
Just trying to find out what's the best way for me.
If he's on Suboxone, then that's like maintenance.
He doesn't take it half the time.
Okay, so he
I mean, his mother's gone in there and put, you know, told him and watched him do it. But most of the time he sleeps during the day, and he stays up doing the Fortnite video at night. And she's tried different things. She has a hard time sticking with it, and I know it comes from being fearful. I get that. But she's about at her end of her rope as well. I mean, she just is.
Where's his dad? You know, is his dad in the picture at all?
The dad. Well, he has a stepfather, but his dad, since he was seven, they got a divorce. And no, his father really, he works, but he's an alcoholic.
Okay. So.
And so he just, you know. No, but his stepfather tries to do, and I really think sometimes that my grandson sees all the things he does with his son, and his stepfather has tried that with him as well. And then it makes him, I think, revert back to thinking all the things that the stepfather does, and he doesn't see any of these things going on with his father.
Well, it's probably a factor in there, but it's once you get onto opioids, it's highly addictive, and Suboxone is supposed to neutralize it so you can maintain. But my concern, just like with our former earlier caller, Michelle, my concern is that you and your daughter and her husband get to start going to speaker meetings and start going to Al-Anon, because nothing will change until the family changes.
Amen. I agree with you.
Yeah, we went through addiction in our family, and it was a hopeless situation until the family changed as a whole. All the individuals in the family got educated and changed their behaviors. And that's when things started to change in one of our kids. So explain that to them and get them educated. And Al-Anon, you go to an Al-Anon meeting and you evaluate it, whether the people are winning the battle or they're just griping and complaining. If they're griping and complaining, don't go back to that one. Go to another one. And
right.
You've got a lot of meetings around you that are going to be helpful. But that's the only way you can go. You can't beat it by praying only. You got to pray and act. And
yes.
And then you've got to change your own behaviors. And you can
yes.
see the enabling that his mother's going through, and it doesn't help.
Yes, I can. And I used to have been very down because he started out with weed when he was younger. And
yeah.
There was a lot of things I said that I asked God to forgive me. I'm not trying to judge people or be judgmental, because I feel like now, until you're really in it, you don't really know what you'll do.
That's
the
right.
way I feel. Because I used to think, I'd say, you know what, I'm kicking you out. You wouldn't dare. I'm not saying there might not be a time that would happen, but
well, that's,
I just think I try not to judge what other people have done in those situations.
But when you see him, don't be afraid to converse normally with him. Ask him how he's doing. Things like that is fine to
okay.
do. Just don't.
Okay. Well, that was my, because we just got back from vacation with him, and that's what I was thinking. I thought, I'm going to call. I didn't ever think I'd be able to get a hold of you, but I did, and I'm so glad.
Well, we're glad you called,
and just to see what my role is.
Yes,
but I will do what you said, with my daughter, and I have mentioned it to her before. But then I thought to myself, you know what, I should have gone on for me. Because she kept, she's, I know that's what I need to do, but she's got a small business and stuff.
Go with her. Go with her.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell her that I'll go with you.
Yes, that's good.
Well, thank you so
much.
Thank you. I appreciate you and your ministry.
We'll send you that. We'll send you the
Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcoholism and a Drug Addiction. We'll send you a copy of that.
Okay. Well, that's the calls for today. Talking about that book, I just want to remind folks, we really need your Club New Life support, if you can do that. And one of the reasons is a call that we got in, just to give you an idea, the kind of calls we get at our call center. Where did it go? James called after seeing the movie. He said he was the role of Bart's dad. That was the movie I can only imagine. And he said, he served 10 years in prison. He was abusive to his three sons, who are now adult. One's homeless, another is estranged. He felt his actions were unforgivable. But we talked about God's plan for our salvation, and he prayed with me to accept Christ. Even though his children are adults, he wants to become a better father. So that's, our call center does an amazing job. And I just want to encourage you that when you give, you're getting a real Christ-centered response to tough problems. Quick reading of scripture as we close. Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, "We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill us with his love."
It's a powerful passage.
That is a powerful passage. We're glad you listened today. We love what we do. You make it possible. Thank you for calling. Thank you for your support. We'll see you Monday right here at New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.